This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The Super Tuesday primaries are over, and so are the races in the Democratic and Republican parties. But in the Enough Party, things took a strange turn when the vote total winner, Senator Sam Spleen, committed a gaffe and inadvertently conceded the night to his opponent, Governor Dick Burstyn.
Well, I certainly concede his, a little slip there. I meant to say I certainly can see his point, not I certainly concede.
You concede?
A little Freudian slip, I guess. What I said was I concede.
All right.
I mean, I want him to concede. Secretly. No, me, not him. I mean him.
In the resulting tussle on the speaking platform, Senator Spleen fell and was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. But since then, he has canceled all his rallies and has not been seen in public, which has led to widespread rumor-mongering and speculation that the senator was hurt more seriously than we know by the mistake and the melee that followed. Some have even suggested that he's gone insane, or he's dead and his brain has been preserved in a jar. It has fallen to campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo to knock down all these rumors.
The senator is fine. He's working. His campaign is moving forward. He won on Super Tuesday. I know the press demands a certain amount of visibility for candidates, but the public seems satisfied to have the senator out of the limelight right now, and it's good for him because he's got important work to do.
In fact, polling numbers have shown that people are intrigued by Senator Spleen's disappearance from the public stage. He is much more well-known now. In fact, he's being very widely discussed. Pollster George Shakey.
30% think he's in a coma. 22% believe he's been kidnapped by aliens. 20% say he's in hiding on a desert island here. And 15%, that's 1/5, believe he's dead with his brain in a jar. Still giving political advice to the staff. And 11% say, well, he never existed. And only 2% say they've never heard of him.
Well, these are great numbers, George.
Well, just being talked about, you know, for a politician, that's like oxygen.
Denise Frankfurter is a political historian and consultant.
Well, it harkens back to the front porch campaign of old. You know, the candidate would stay at home on his front porch making the occasional pronouncement while his surrogates all over the country did his campaigning for him. It's a great technique never properly applied in this media-rich age of ours. Nowadays, you don't have to be somewhere to go there, you know.
And what about the air of mystery associated with this campaign?
That's new. It's new, and politically very, very daring. When all the candidates are everywhere all at once, to be nowhere in particular is a viable strategy, I think.
Spleen's opponent, Governor Dick Burstyn, is less generous in his assessment, as he told a rally audience late this week.
Well, I think the senator is hiding out. If he were president, we'd call it a rose garden strategy. But if he were your brother-in-law, you'd call it being a good-for-nothing lazy bum. Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, listen, I'm not saying the senator is lazy. I'm not saying that he's a bum. No. But he is getting bad advice. I understand he's hired a Hollywood scriptwriter to plot out his campaign from here to the end. That's tragic for the senator and his staff, but most of all, for America.
But Spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo repeatedly denies that her candidate's disappearance marks a change in strategy.
I know that many of you are imagining this to be some sort of conspiracy thing, something sinister, but it's not that. The senator is resting up and getting some work done right now, and the fact that you and the media can't stand it, I think, says lots more about you than it does about him. You have to have a story. You have to have an angle. You have to have misbehavior or a scandal of some sort to justify your existence, and I think that's very sad.
Well, what about that story that he's being reprogrammed by the Chinese?
Can you confirm the senator is suffering from mallards?
We've heard that you're market testing scenarios for the rest of the campaign.
Market testing scenarios?
Rhonda, are you doing focus groups to test storylines?
Well, Brick, that would assume that we had total control over the scenario from here on out. I would like to be able to say that's true, but frankly, it's not.
Rhonda Alonzo, manager of the Spleen campaign. I called Hollywood dealmaker Spin Williams to find out if he'd heard of anyone working with the spleen campaign.
Well, I'm not involved in this. I hear a lot of things, and I shouldn't repeat them, though. Nothing in Hollywood is ever certain until the director yells cut.
Have any directors been specifically mentioned in relation to the spleen campaign?
I'm out of the loop. I don't know anything about this at all. Nothing. But I think Spielberg would be good. Betty Marshall, maybe, if you wanted to have that loopy, goofy, fun feeling. John Sayles hasn't had a big film for a while, but he might be too issue-oriented to do a campaign.
Well, if someone were doing a Hollywood treatment for the spleen campaign, and I'm just saying if, what would the options be here?
Boy, that's a big if there. Really big if. But since you brought up the question, well, the senator would have to be cast as a hero who has temporarily lost his power. Maybe he's in a coma. He could be kidnapped or sick. Perhaps he has amnesia. Let's say an evil spell has been cast on him. Something like that.
Well, Spin, some of these things have already been said about him.
Well, if you're one of those people who believe in the conspiracy theory, which I don't, I never ever felt along those lines, I guess you could say the groundwork is being done.
But if this is the scenario, then he would come out as a weakened candidate, wouldn't he?
I wouldn't know anything about that, but perhaps weakened, but sympathetic. And this is where the timing comes in. You know, a terrible threat has to surface. And just at the moment we're about to give up and stop caring, let's say he recovers and comes to the rescue. That's how I would write it if I were involved, anyway.
Well, Spin, that sounds like a soap opera.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Soap operas are almost as popular as wrestling and game shows. I'd watch my listings if I were you. I don't think we've seen the last of the senator.
The Enough Party has promised an announcement within the next few weeks about the future course of the campaign. We'll keep you up to date.